to get my timing down better.
Thanks for starting your day with the Andy Summers Show on XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
Dave Cruz, mm-hmm. if you could go and spend the night at a retail store, which store would you choose?
At a retail store?
Yeah. Like, if they could turn a retail store or a retail location into an Airbnb, which they're doing in Bend, Oregon, by the way.
Okay.
Where do you think you would do?
I mean, normally, I don't think... Well, I know they're not around anymore. I would have picked a Toys R Us, because you could just ride bikes up and down the aisles.
That would have been awesome.
The giant bins of the of balls and just throw them down the aisle.
FAO Schwartz or something like that.
That would be great. Yeah.
That would be amazing. Plus, something with nothing but toys. I don't want anything but toys. Yeah. Like, Target's not going to do it for me. No. I want toys.
Even maybe like a sporting goods store that has like, you know, bows and arrows and stuff. You can just shoot them into walls.
Yeah, that's true. That would be kind of fun.
Just punt footballs down the,
You really thought about this.
That could be kind of, is that what happened?
No. No, but this is, all right, maybe not as cool as those great ideas that you came up with, but they're still a Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon. And they're putting the store up for Airbnb. So there's only a couple nights that you can get.
You can live in the Blockbuster?
Just for one night.
Okay.
And it's $4, just like the cost of a rental. And they have a whole room set up with like a couch and sleeping bags and a big screen TV and all these snacks and stuff.
Awesome.
And you have access to all of the movies. So,
oh my God, it's like your 1982 dream come true.
I know, right? So then that's the thing. What are you watching? Like, you and your friends are in there, or your family or whatever. You're in the Blockbuster for the night. You're not just going to sleep. Like, you're going to curl up and watch movies all night long.
Would you pick a theme and just go with one? Like, I'm going to watch all the Diehards or something like that?
If
or?
We hadn't just watched all the Avengers movies, I would say that. Which, honestly, they're worth watching again. Maybe I would just go through and watch all of our favorites. I would rewatch those. That was a good one. Although I've never seen The Godfather. So maybe that would be a good opportunity to watch all the Godfathers.
Yeah. Producer Donnie in the other room just has this look of
I know.
Shock.
He's horrified that I never saw it. And because I'm obsessed with
you
the mob.
Love that stuff.
I would think that.
I don't know. I think, in a Blockbuster for a night, I don't know if I would pick one actor, like an actor from there. Like, I'm going to watch all the Kevin Sorbo movies that they have.
Kevin Sorbo?
I'm going to watch all the Rob Schneider movies.
Ugh. That would be horrible. I'm not hanging out with you that night. Do not invite me. Rob Schneider movies?
Don't want the Rob Schneider marathon?
No! That sounds awful. That sounds awful. So yeah, like, do you do a theme? Do you just watch all the Brat Pack movies, right? Like, that would be fun.
That would
be
really good.
Watch all those 80s movies.
Yeah, all the Pretty in Pinks, those kind of, Breakfast Clubs.
Yeah. I mean, really something that, listen, if you have a good idea, if you've been thinking about this since we've been talking about it, you can call us or text us at 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
I love them.
Weekday mornings.
Country music in the morning on 92.5 XTU.
You were telling us about this Airbnb in Bend, Oregon, where it's the only Blockbuster, I think, that's left. And for like $4, you can actually spend the night there. So we were wondering, you know, if you could pick any store to spend the night in or be an Airbnb in, what would it be for you, Dan?
I would definitely have to pick Bed Bath & Beyond, because like you said, if you could go to Toys R Us, you would, but I'd say that's the adult Toys R Us.
That is true. Bed Bath & Beyond has so many gadgets
and things
that you can't find anywhere else.
And so many things that
set up a ping pong table,
play
with a robot vacuum.
It's true. All those things, like when you're there wandering around shopping, like it's all in a package. So you can't open it up and play with it or even see really what it is. There's so many things you're like, I wonder how this works. What can I do?
And you would do it, though.
Absolutely, you would.
Would do it. Dan, it would be the Airbnb.
Yep. Yes, it would.
That's perfect. Great.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
We're also getting a lot of texts about the movies you would watch. Give us a call or text us at 215-263-6700.
It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
So we're talking about if you were in a Blockbuster movie theater or in a Blockbuster store, because there's still one in Bend, Oregon, and they're turning it into an Airbnb so you can stay the night. But which movies would you choose to watch that night? And we've got so many great text messages. Let's see. Sherry from Williamstown said, the movies I would watch would definitely be Superhero Night with my kids. Batman, Superman, The Avengers. Somebody else said that they've never seen Godfather either. So they invited me to join them to watch The Godfather.
Yeah.
I think that we would totally have a great night of
like
eating popcorn and drinking red wine and watching the Godfather movies.
Perfect. Does sound like a good night.
It does sound like a good time.
And so, John, if you were in a Airbnb at a Blockbuster, what would you be watching all night?
Horror movies.
Really? Like, which ones? Would you pick one series, like Friday the 13th? We had a couple people saying that they'd watch those.
Just all of them in general. Anywhere from, like, The Howling all the way up from The Shining all the way to Halloween.
Oh.
There's just so many horror movies that are out there that if you're there, you have them all right around you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That would be super creepy.
And it'd be even creepier, like not being at home.
Yeah.
Like whenever you watch those movies not at home, it's even creepier.
Right, because you'd be hearing noises and you wouldn't really know where they're coming from and that sort of thing. That would be super scary. I love that idea, though. Or you could just do like all Alfred Hitchcock movies.
You can do
right?
that.
Right? Psycho and The Birds.
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably just die.
The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. Oh my gosh, do all the M. Night Shyamalan. I'm going to invite him.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan movies the whole time.
Yes, but invite him to be there with you and watch them with his family. They seem lovely. They're lovely people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, these are great ideas. John, you're the best. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you. So again, give us a call or text us, 215-263-6700.
Thanks for starting off your day with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. And Andy, you gave us maybe the best news we've heard in months, considering what's going on.
Yeah, right. So Blockbuster, the one Blockbuster store that's still open is in Bend, Oregon. And they're offering a couple nights where you can Airbnb for the night for like $4 and you have access to all the movies. So we want to know what you would see. We've gotten some great texts at 215-263-6700. Sierra says all the Star Wars movies she would binge.
Great choice.
Barbara says everything Ryan Gosling. We've got a couple Brat Packers.
Do you think everything Ryan Gosling is better than my choice of everything Rob Schneider?
Yes,
they're
and
very
I really,
similar. I don't.
I mean, I don't even want to be at Barbara's party with the Ryan Gosling movies because he doesn't really do it for me. I know, but he does it for me more than Rob Schneider does. That's so weird. And it's such a you answer. So, Grenay, what movies are you going to watch at the Blockbuster?
I'm not sure what movies I'm going to watch, Andy, but I'm convinced that you're going to watch all of the Lifetime Christmas movies.
Oh. Wouldn't that be fun, though? Wouldn't you want to be there with me? We would, like, drink eggnog with extra nog.
Well, I wouldn't be drinking the eggnog, but I drink the extra nog.
There you go. Yeah, the heck with the egg.
Yes, I want to be there just so I can, if I don't watch all the movies, I might, you know, just walk around and look at all the old movies and, like, read the backs of them.
Yeah. Old movies are super fun, too. That would be a good opportunity to catch up on some of the oldies but goodies. But I think even if you're not doing Lifetime Christmas movies, even doing just, like, all those old awesome classics.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like, all the old cartoons, like all the old Christmas cartoons. You
oh
know?
My gosh,
like,
that would be nice.
Frosty,
we need to be there for so many nights to get to put all these in there, Grenay.
Well, if I go with you and you bring your family, like, couldn't we, like, book it for, like, my night and then your night?
Yeah. I mean, only if you're going to make those pickles, though. Grenay and her family make the most amazing pickles in the world.
Is that all you're going to eat while you're watching this movie marathon?
That's all I would need. I eat them right out of the jar. They're bonkers delicious.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that because I'm making them this weekend.
Yes, you are. And you're making a trip to Bala Cynwyd. Grenay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes, I am. And I think you live pretty close to me, so we could probably meet up somewhere in the middle.
There we go. Thanks, Grenay.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.